Everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
Shut up.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, November 3rd, and we just finished watching tonight's show of Monday Night Raw, and it's time for us to gather on MegaPowersRadio.com for our Monday Night Tradition, the Raw post-show, where panelists gather together, talk about this evening events, and invite you, the listener, to join the conversation. It's the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We have the chat room already filling up with lots of cool people. What's up, five times combo, Ferris419, and of course, Silent Wind of Doom. Already hanging out with us nice and early. Already got a couple callers lining up as well. If you want to get yourself in line, dial 760-512-7247. We're going to be holding off on bringing callers in just a little while, though. First, let me introduce the panelists we have with us. First, calling in from, to be honest, I don't know what the heck college you're going to, Drew. Why don't you tell us what college you're going to, Mr. Drew White?
Well, I go to Indiana State University. And that RKO came out of somewhere.
I feel like I should have known that. Well, also with us, the host of Addicted to Anime, Mr. Steven Huego.
Yep.
Yo. And lastly, Mr. Tony Mango, the president of SmartCountMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous.
Yo.
These are fucking really unenthusiastic intros. You know, it's unfortunate. We thought Raw was on the upswing, and I hate to say it, folks, but it feels like, at least to me, Raw was pretty freaking blah. What are your guys' top thoughts about it?
Yeah, I gotta agree.
I didn't think it was a bad show. I just didn't think it was anything to rave about. Nothing offensive.
Yeah, there was something offensive, but there was nothing extraordinarily decent or good. So it was just okay.
Yeah, well, WWE is trying something very interesting right now. After Raw is completed, they're having a match exclusively on the WWE Network. It's Rusev versus Sheamus for the U.S. title. So we're going to do a little bit of live overspeaking this match while we're continuing to do the show. Both of them are in their ring right now. Rusev's doing that thing where he pumps his fist. Very, very interesting concept they're doing here. Before we start talking about this exact match here, let's do what we usually do at the beginning of the show and ask you guys what the number one thing you took away from Raw tonight was. Drew, what was it for you?
That Team Cena is going to be a hell of a lot better than the Authority will be at Survivor Series.
Why is that?
I don't know, because it looks like Orton, I mean, Dolph Ziggler is Ziggler. If they get Ryback, they join it. Yeah, I don't know. I just, the Authority, I just don't know if they could get to join them would make them look okay. I mean, if they get Rusev to join them, then yeah. But I mean, if you have Rusev joins, I mean, Sheamus is going to be on Team Cena. So I mean, one team looks incredibly stacked.
I don't know if I expect Sheamus to be on Team Cena.
Well, no. If Rusev wins the title right now, it would only make sense for Sheamus to get in the match to get something
Sheamus could just like
Rusev.
Fuck off.
That's only if Rusev is on Team Authority.
Yeah, I know. But that's it. That was the same. If Rusev is on Team Authority, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Maybe Rusev turns face and joins Team Cena.
Rusev potato.
That would never happen. Wago, what was the number one thing you took away from Raw tonight?
God damn it. Get Sheamus off my fucking television. That's what I took away from this. Jesus Christ, that ginger scruffy cunt needs to piss off.
Even if there wasn't enough of him on Raw, now we have more of him on the post-show. Drew, shut up, I'm talking. Even if there wasn't enough you got of him on the show, now we're having this even more exposure of Sheamus with this post-match. This is, but overall, I like this concept, even though it's conflicting with our show here, and I'm sure it's making people torn between what they want to watch. Whatever. I'm not as offended of Sheamus as some people were, but if they were going to do this, they shouldn't have had, like, what, three segments of Sheamus on the show? Not to mention a number of other people were involved, if not multiple segments, even multiple matches throughout the night. Both Sheamus and Rusev were both in action on Raw. Seth Rollins, I believe, was in two matches. There was just a lot of overexposure for a lot of guys. Anyway, Tony, you're the last one I'm going to ask. What was the number one thing you took away from the show tonight?
We need to bring up people from NXT. Because if we don't have John Cena, we don't have the WWE champion, we don't have Bo Dallas, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, all these other kind of guys that are out, if we don't have them, we get fucking 10 segments of Sheamus and Rusev. And I am not down for either of those popping up, even once on my screen lately, let alone twice, three times, four times. I'm fucking sick of it. I like Seth Rollins, and I didn't give a shit about him tonight after seeing him as much. I like Randy Orton, and I didn't pay a bit of attention to that final match because I had gotten sick of him, too. I'm beyond tired of seeing these kind of guys on a three-hour show, and now we're watching another match between the two of them, and Rusev looks really fucking awkward, by the way, right now. Something weird about his attire that he changed. I don't know. It's really accentuating his odd body shape.
Maybe it's because he has white tape now instead of black tape on his feet.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, did he used to wear knee pads and he's not wearing them now? Is that it or something? He looks like a giant baby.
Never wore knee pads.
He looks like he has a bigger stomach than he used to.
He's like a lumpier potato tonight.
You know, maybe they're just like bake that potato now, you know.
Maybe he's been hanging out with that Chris Hero dude. No.
Whatever it is. Fucking goddamn it, Sheamus.
Well,
so I agree with Waygoer.
We've mentioned it a number of times. They're doing this match after Raw. This is an attempt to, of course, get more excitement, I guess, for the WWE Network, which they're really pushing very hard after the numbers for the current subscribers that were released certainly did not look very good. At the very start of the show, we had Vince McMahon coming out and reminding us once again that for the month of November, for new subscribers, WWE Network is absolutely free. That's right. Take that $9.99 they've been shoving in our faces for the last number of months and just throw it out the window. For November, including Survivor Series, absolutely free.
Now, my question is, do you have to subscribe to the network and then after that you have to pay, like, do the 6-month commitment, or is it like just you can watch it for free for the month?
No, as far as I know, it's no commitment. There's no commitment whatsoever, and they actually did away with the 6-month commitment. You don't have to have a 6-month commitment anymore. You can pay $9.99 just for 1 month and then lose it.
So pretty much it's like Hulu and Netflix now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what I want them to do is make another commercial if we're free instead of the $9.99 song. I don't know how they'll do it, but
free for free.
$0
No one will buy our shit.
What the fuck is Rusev doing now? Did you see that? He just started dancing in the middle of the ring.
I don't know.
Well, he is a potato.
Now, what about this concept, guys? Them doing this match after Raw. What do you guys think about this?
It's different. I mean, if you go to the live show, depending on how the show ends, they do some type of dart match afterwards to make the people go home happy. So, you know, they're just showing it just to show it. I mean, I don't know if the title actually will change hands, but it lets people know that the network, maybe stuff will happen if they have the network. It's not a bad idea. I mean, I probably would have done this sooner if I was in charge of what goes on the network, or just if I was in charge of WWE.
Ferris 419 actually says, I think the dark match after Raw should always be live on the network. Not a bad suggestion. I mean, they're always looking for fresh ideas to do with the network. This could be a test run to see if it is successful. Maybe this is something we're going to try going forward. But Tony, go ahead. What were you going to say?
To me, if you feel like you need to do something after Raw to get that match out there, whatever match it is, put it on fucking Raw. There's 3 hours of Raw. And if you think that you don't have enough time for a match, cut one of the 15-minute promo segments that only do recaps, essentially, of what we already know. And if it's a really, really important match to try to get people to pay attention to the network like they're doing tonight, well, you know, you would have sold me a lot more if I wouldn't have seen Rusev and Sheamus five other times on Monday Night Raw. Like, you know, the execution's not going as great. And I'll tell you one thing. If Sheamus wins this match, that's another huge, huge problem that they would have. The only thing that would really kind of make this important is if Rusev wins. And not even if he wins by DQ or count out or some bullshit like that. He's got to win the title tonight. That alone might get some extra subscribers. It's not going to get them 200,000 subscribers or something like that that they need. And if they do a dark match every week after Raw, it's not going to be a title match every week. It's going to do the same thing that happened with Main Event and Superstars and even SmackDown. Eventually, the dark match is going to be, you know, a Los Matadores match, or it's going to be, you know, Bo Dallas or somebody else. It's not going to matter. It's not going to be like, if you watch Monday Night Raw and you've got the network, then you'll see the real main event of the evening. It'll just be an extra match. And you know what? WWE's followed that same pattern over and over and over again. So if anybody falls for it, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if they play the actual dark match they do at shows, those tend to be some really high caliber matches. I mean, they do like steel cage matches and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's if they keep up the same philosophy, though. Like, they do those kind of matches and they have fun because they know that it's not on the air. Like, they can have, you know, now this is a bad example, but like, they can have Rosa Mendez go out there and have a 15-minute match with somebody on a live show or in a live event kind of thing, just to get her like some actual practice and everything. Or they could have like really fun tag matches on a live event. But when you put it on Raw or you put it on SmackDown or you put it on a pay-per-view or something like that, then you got to follow the script. And then everything just ends up being what we see on Raw and SmackDown. So I wouldn't expect them to have, you know, a fun steel cage match or a really cool title match where something fun happens or people dancing around like idiots or really playing up the crowd or anything like that. They're just going to have a standard Raw match. Kind of like what we're getting here with Rusev.
Yeah, going for the pin attempt after, the hell do you even call that move? Shit, they don't call the moves during matches anymore. Now I forget the names of them. The move like Razor Ramon used to always do that move.
I feel like I'm way far ahead of you.
I don't know. You might. He's going for a pin right now for me.
Like after like some type of flip thing.
I ain't even watching this shit. I've had enough of Sheamus and Russo tonight. They
the
did nothing to attract
slam.
Me to tune in.
The Fallaway Slam, that's what that move is called. I used to love when Razor Ramon did that move.
I liked how Razor used to carry the guy around, too. Like a fucking child. You're like, yeah, you're fucked in about 5 seconds, buddy. Wow. All
right. I want to remind everyone that if you are a guest listening to this show, register yourself at blogtalkradio.com and scroll on down to the bottom to the chat room where you can join all the cool peeps like 5x Combo, Ferris 419, and Silent Wind of Doom chatting in there. I'm going to pull a question out of there right now, actually. With this free deal, do you think they're counting more on people loving the network and then wanting to pay for it, or people just forgetting to cancel before the end of the free trial? Wago, what do you think they're probably doing?
I think they're just desperate and they're trying anything they can possibly do right now. I don't know if it's specifically that, but if they can expose more people to the content and get people to like it and get them to stay, fantastic, because that number that they got was, what, 731,000? That's not good.
Yeah, that's including international.
They should be at 1 million by now. There's no excuse.
Tony, anything you add to that?
Yeah, I kind of agree. They're at a weird time right now where they're just going to be like taking shots in the dark and hoping that they hit something. So if this doesn't work and we don't see any new subscribers from this week, we're not going to see any more matches at the end of Monday Night Raw. We're going to see some other kind of random mass deal, or we're going to see, you know, well, next week on the WWE Network is going to be, I don't know, fucking something with the divas and try to like pander to the 13-year-olds, or you know what I mean? Like they're gonna try a bunch of random stuff. But I don't know, maybe they are of the mentality where they're hoping people just don't unsubscribe. Instead of like selling your point, it's kind of just like once you get them, then you've got them and that's it. Maybe, I don't know.
Oh, Rusev's going for the accolade. Right in the middle of the ring, Sheamus is looking down. This could be it.
You're definitely far up.
You're way far behind.
I really doubt they'll make Sheamus tap if he loses.
He's just going for the accolade now for me. I'm beyond.
God, well, you guys are the worst fucking commentators in the world.
This is the second time he's done it, though.
Hey, if I'm the worst commentator in the world, at least I got Seth Rollins' name right. Michael Cole.
I don't know. You was fucking making all sorts of Jerry Lawler type jokes in the chat tonight.
They were good, though.
Oh, yep. Sheamus passed out, calling for the bell. We have a new U.S. champion, folks, and his name is Rusev.
Oh, boy. I'm so sad, but I didn't tune in for that great wonder. Ugh.
So, where do they go from here with Rusev now?
They
defend against people.
They shit all over the U.S. championship. They maybe get rid of it and burn it in a trash can, or they put it with Russian propaganda. I don't know. But
did they make like a Russian star title?
Yeah, they just shit all over it, pretty much.
Like Rusev just literally puts it down in the middle of the ring and drops down his tights and shits on it?
Yeah.
That's still Rio's territory.
Well, that was Orton's territory.
Oh, that's very interesting. And I think the other interesting thing is that I don't remember seeing any involvement from the Authority. And after that backstage segment, I would have thought that there would have been something with that. Nothing.
I'm going to notice all that. Like my Putin joke was no sold.
Well, it's not that no sells your joke. It's just that no one thinks they're funny.
All right, good. I'll laugh to make up for it.
Laugh at your own joke.
That was a good one, too.
That's almost as good as about that, as that joke about the depressed onion.
Cutting itself.
Hey, you gotta admit, that's better than the onion joke.
All right. Well,
at least you got chicken.
Let's move things along here. Let's start opening up the phone lines to those out there. If you want to get yourself in line, get your voice heard here on the Raw Post Show, dial yourself in with your phone, cellular or landline, whichever you prefer, area code 760-512-7247, or you can use the Skype icon at the top of the page if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. Press that, press in your little Skype program, get yourself in line, hear your voice heard on the Mega Powers Radio Raw Post Show. And our first caller, as we usually have here, you should know him by now. If you don't, it's going to be your first time being introduced to JD from Pittsburgh. JD, you there with us, dude?
Yeah, I'm here, Michael. What's going on? How you guys doing, guys?
Tremendous. How you doing today, dude?
Oh, not too bad. Let's begin off by having Rusev the Whore and his bitch win the U.S. title. Golf clap. Yay! What a piece of fucking bullshit that was, if I ever seen it. The whole fucking show was an absolute joke tonight. It really was, in every sense of the word. I mean, it was pathetic. Let's see, where do we go and where do we begin? Well, we have Vince come out to start the show, however. He gets a 5-minute promo, however, and tells the Authority, however, Triple H and Stephanie, however, that basically, however, if the Authority does not win, however, that we'll see no more Authority, however, and then he cuts out, however, mind you. Then we have at the end of the night, however, Jamie Suck Me Off Noble, along with his old bitch boy, Joey Mercury, the Authority's Goons 2.0, and Seth Sellout Rollins, Mr. Kiss Ass himself, take out Randy Orton after what happened, however, along with Corporate Sellout Kane. How exciting. I mean, the whole show was an absolute cluster F of a show tonight. You had no John Cena on the show, however. You had basically this whole stupid thing with Eric Rowan and Renee Young in the back, which was creepy enough, however. Then they had this thing thing with eyeballs, however, and I don't know if that's a tease maybe for the Ascension, because there was talk the Ascension was backstage earlier tonight, however, and they're trying to think what to do with them. But all in all, I mean, tonight the show was an absolute joke, however, and now you go into the UK, however, with a new U.S. champion, of course, and you're going to obviously have Orton next week, however, being written out of the story, however, because he's filming The Condemned 2, however, mind you. And once again, it's going to be all about the authority of Seth Rollins saying, see, I was the leader all along. See, I was the leader all along. Geez, Seth, why don't you go blow Triple H some more and suck him off a little bit? You've been doing it since you've been his new little bitch boy since June. How exciting. How exciting. But now, this was an absolute joke of a show. The Buffalo crowd didn't seem like they were into it. And I mean, if I was there at the show in Buffalo, I would actually ask for a refund myself. It was a joke tonight. It really was a joke. There was one good match, and the rest of the show, it looked like a pay-per-view three-hour piece of shit. And like, who was it that said earlier in the show, however, when we started the NXT hour, however, you want to see more NXT? I've been saying that for weeks, guys. I've been saying that for weeks. It's time to start bringing up the NXT talent. So let's get to the high point, low point,
well,
however.
Well,
the
wait,
high point,
hey, JD, before we do that, yeah. There's one specific topic I know that you have to be excited for, and that was from our very first segment. It looks like you may finally get your wish. There may be light at the end of the tunnel for an end to the authority storyline.
Yes. Thank God. I hope there is. I really do. I mean, I'm glad Vince came out. I mean, even though it wasn't a long promo, I'm glad he did, though. However, he set the authority in their place, however. And like I said, however. By the way, the match went 12 minutes long, in case you're wondering how long that Rusev match was. I just saw the end was how much time they gave it. But now the question is, like Wango said, what do you do with freaking the U.S. title and Rusev going into the U.K. next week? You realize how much heat he's going to get going into the U.K.? Quite a bit, if you ask me. And let's see, who's he going to defend it against? Oh, probably Sheamus is going to ask for a rematch, however, obviously. So imagine that feud's going to continue. How exciting. But high point, low point tonight, before we get asked at JD anything, I mean, the first match, Dean Ambrose and who was it, Cesaro, they fought a great match, a good 12-minute match. I was entertained by it. I was interested in it. And really, the shit match of the night, however, I would say more, there's two shit matches tonight. The whole Nikki Bella, Brie Bella thing with freaking, who was it, Emma, that was point. But no, the real shitty match of the night, Tyson Kidd and Sheamus. Really, you're going to have Tyson Kidd win by count by hiding under your wife's skirt, however, and get back in the ring and win 5 minutes long? Yeah, that's a great message you're sending to your U.S. champion before having a match, however, that was on the WWE Network because you were too ballsy and too cheap to put on a match of this caliber on TV tonight. Yeah, that just goes to show you why the buy rates continue to suffer in WWE Network land, if you ask me, and they should be just ashamed of what they've done. And then, of course, you heard today, they said, oh, we're going to be on till further notice, we have no network up in the WWE UK universe. Gee, that might tell you something, because people are getting tired of seeing the same old bullshit I said for weeks on end. But again, very lackluster Raw tonight, and a very pissed off way to end the show in more ways than by having Rusev and his whore steal the U.S. title tonight to close out the show.
All right. Well, that was another impassioned speech by JD letting us know his thoughts about tonight's Raw. Let's move on to the next segment we have every week with JD here, and that's Ask JD. We got a couple ones already here in the chat room. Ferris419 says, who would JD pick to be on Team Authority and Team Cena if you could book the entire teams?
Oh, good question. All right. Well, let's see. For Team Authority, obviously you're going to have Seth Suck Me Off Rollins. You have Corporate Kane, Jamie, Mr. Ass Kisser Noble, Joey, I'm going to blow me hard Mercury, and of course, maybe you're going to have Triple H because obviously he has no balls. Oh, wait a minute. He's not going to get in the ring because he's going to have no balls because he's not going to get in the ring. So that's four, right? You're probably going to have Bray Wyatt probably, or maybe now you're going to have Rusev and his whore Lana after what Stephanie said tonight. As far as Team Cena goes, it looks like you're going to have Cena. You might have Sheamus. You might have Ambrose. You might have Ziggler. And it's a toss-up between Ryback and I would say Roman Reigns at this point. I put Roman Reigns over Ryback any day. So those are my five.
Oh, Ryback. He's actually, fun and over again. We got to bring up Ryback
again. He wins an easy match in 225 tonight. And the thing was, last week, he squashes Bo Dallas. And speaking of Bo Dallas, I'm sure you guys heard the news. Bo Dallas now going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. Oh, thank God. I'm happy that he's out. Thank God. We don't have to hear this Bo Leave shit for the next 2 months.
Hey, it's never good when a performer goes down with injury.
Yes. Just don't believe. You don't believe. Damn it, JD.
I am not a believer. I'm glad he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. They've got to change this game. He is an absolute tool in every sense of the word.
Five Times Combo is saying, according to WWE.com, Goldust is going to be on Team Cena.
No. There was an article posted that, like, the five people likely to join. I mean, I had Sami Zayn on the list. Goldust was one of them.
Zayn, I've told you guys the last few weeks, and I've been saying it for a long time now, guys. We're going to see Zayn and Neville up very soon. I mean, you said we want to see these NXT guys. We got to start seeing these NXT guys up now. I mean, we're getting tired of seeing the same old bullshit with the Authority, and I'm hoping after this whole thing at Survivor Series ends, and I hope it does end, for God's sake. I don't want to put up with this bullshit going into the end of the year, first part of the new year, however. I want to start seeing these NXT guys get their chances, you know?
They did that 1 week right before they had the NXT special. They had a match with the guys on Raw. They should just do that every week. Why not?
Exactly. Agreed.
You got three hours. Do something cool. But all right, another question we got here is from Silent Wind of Doom. And he asks, JD, how do you feel about the fact that if you scramble the letters Stephanie McMahon, you get the Macho Man penis?
You could name more things than that, to tell you the truth. I think for Stephanie Howard, she should just be on the street corner hooking for 50 cents an hour.
Okay.
It's Chris Jericho, old saying, however, because, like I said, obviously tonight, once again, she had those, she starts telling Triple H, says, finish it. Oh, that's right, Howard. You had to have your husband's little bitch boys, however, finish off Randy Orton, because obviously Triple H didn't have no balls tonight to do it himself. Go figure.
Yeah. Another question out of chat room. Five Times Combo asks, why is the Doogie Howser theme your theme?
I don't know. I mean, you guys put it on. You tell me. You're the ones who actually started the whole theme music. I don't know what's up with that, actually. That's news to me. I have no idea. I asked about maybe if we could change that up last week. I'm hoping we can still do that eventually down the road. I don't know. I mean, at this point, I have no idea.
Okay.
No, I'm Drew, serious, it's an honest thing.
Drew, you have anything for us, JD?
Have any others, go ahead.
I'm asking Drew if he has one for you.
Oh, Drew. Come on, Drew. You got to have one this week. I mean, there was a couple of you guys last week who didn't have anything, and most of you guys were quiet last week. I mean, that's unusual, to say the least, but go on.
Good, Drew.
Okay. So, I got nothing.
Oh, jeez.
What should Drew's question be, JD?
I don't know. I don't know. Drew's the one asking the question. I have no idea what he's saying.
Hang on. I think I got something appearing in the Drew's mind. I know. This is falling cojones right now.
Where's the cow? There we go. We got the cow sound. There we go.
Right on cue.
That should be.
All right, Wago. Who would win in a match? Davey Newton or Time Cow?
Give me the cow. I'll take the cow.
All right,
Wago, you got anything this week?
Come on, Wago.
No. Last time you forced me to ask a question, you got something about Stephanie McMahon and this thing, I think it was. I don't remember. But
no, it was Nikki Bella, Stephanie McMahon, and Lana last week, Wago. Remember, Bank One, Screw One, and Mary One?
Oh, that was JD.
No.
I told you about Nikki Bella and the twins, and we all had a good laugh about that last Monday night. Go ahead. All right, you going? Good.
It's fine.
All right, fire away.
All right, Wago, give me another try. What do you got?
I ain't got shit tonight, but fuck. Nope.
I got Mary Fuck Hill.
Mary Fuck Hill. Okay, you've got to pick one. You've got to marry, fuck, or kill either Triple H, Rusev, and Hornswoggle.
Let's see. Kill Rusev. What are the other two? Marry one, and what's the other one?
Fuck. Are you going to be a midget fucker?
No. No, not at all. So we can only say we'll kill Rusev as the only one out of the three this week. Let's just say I like to put.
You cheated last week too. You can't cheat 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, hang on. You said you're not going to be a midget fucker. That means you're going to fuck Triple H.
Well, he fucks everyone over. He fucks everyone over because he has people kissing his ass.
Yeah, certainly, sucking them off.
Certainly got Jamie Noble and freaking Joey Mercury, because obviously they don't have the balls to get back in the ring. They're Triple H's little bitch bodyguards, if you will. And then you have Corporate Kane to sell out. Go figure.
All right, Tony, you're the final person in the hot seat.
Yes, you are, Tony.
Let's see here. Well, I'm in the mood for Chick-fil-A. What should I fucking order when I get that tomorrow?
I'm actually going to have Chick-fil-A for breakfast. I usually have a spicy chicken sandwich, so I'll leave it at that.
All right. JD, you want to hang out for a minute while we bring on our next caller? Or I want you to stick around for a bit.
Yeah, stick around, JD.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to have our two main callers on together for tonight. Let's have something special go down here. So I'm going to open up 540. It's our good friend Jeff. What's shaking, Jeff? Oh, shit!
The Down syndrome.
What? Is that Stone Cold? Oh, my God.
Yeah. This is Stone Cold, and I want a damn beer.
By God! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! Stone Cold! It's Stone Cold!
What?
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 I can't believe it. By God! By God, King, it's Stone Cold! Stone Cold is on Mega Powers Radio. This is unbelievable, King. By God, he's fruity. It's fruity. By God, the fruity.
Yeah, he's fucking fruity, all right.
Woo, man. Am I good or what?
Jeff. I really thought it was Stone Cold, but it was just Jeff.
Seriously, I'm not Jeff. I'm John. Why do you guys remember that I'm John, not Jeff?
You're not Jeff. No, you're not Jeff.
You're not Jeff. Yeah. So, I really want to go over to the WWE headquarters right now and file a complaint that Rusev is a United States champion.
Yeah, that, man. The world's going to definitely have a lot to say about this. It's a big title change. The guy who has been so anti-U.S. now has possession of his title. Is this how we're going to reward a man who kicked the head off of one of our armed servicemen?
Kicked the head off of one of our servicemen, tried to take down the USA flag, and now he's the United States champion. That is a slap in the face of all the Americans, a slap in the face.
JD, what do you got to say about that?
Oh, he's with me, and I'm glad someone's siding with me. At least I have a partner now to side with me tonight. I agree. I mean,
Thank you, JD.
You're welcome. I've been saying for weeks to the guys on the radio that Rusev is a piece of shit and he has a whore for a manager in Lana the Bimbo. And what do? You're right. They slap everyone in the face tonight by having him steal the U.S. title in Buffalo. And what do also? Oh, let's see. They put on the WWE Network because they're obviously too cheap and not telling USA Network. We can't put it on our three-hour show because, obviously, we have Triple H and his little bitch boys, the Authority, however, dominate every segment.
And forget the, like The Rock would say, that $2 whole slut of a wife!
Well, we know Lana's going to be going down to the meatpacking district, and we know what that means tonight. Ooh. In more ways.
Yeah, that means Lana's going to be sucking on Rusev.
Yeah. Well, speaking of sucking off, however, and I've told the guys this before.
Where is this leading?
One of the guys mentioned earlier, I don't know, who was it that mentioned the NXT thing tonight that we have to have NXT?
That would have been Mango.
Okay, Tony.
Would you agree with me there that we do need NXT stars? I've told the guys for weeks we need the Sami Zayn.
Well, JD, let me cut you off there for 1 minute. Let me cut you off there for a minute. There were rumors going around today that the Ascension was backstage on Monday Night Raw, and they originally were going to appear. And I guess you heard that Bray Wyatt was going to plant a secret for Dean Ambrose, but Unfortunately, they skipped it. I don't understand. I was waiting to hear what Bray had to say about Dean Ambrose.
Yep, I heard that too. I mean, the thing was, you're right, the Ascension was revealed in the back, and I told the guys, I think the one skit they showed, or it wasn't a skit, it was a vignette with the eyeballs, I think that was kind of a tease, however, maybe for the Ascension.
Hold on a minute, JD. The tease you saw, I looked at Lords of Pain, and the tease was definitely Eric Rowan.
Oh, it was? Okay, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, getting back to what I was saying about the NXT thing, you mentioned the Ascension. I mean, mm-hmm. I've told the guys in the past, we got to start bringing up guys like the Adrian Nevilles, the Tyler Breezes, the Sami Zayans. I mean, we're tired of the same old crap with the Authority. Hell, bring up the divas like the Baileys, the Sasha Banks, the Charlottes of the world. What's your take?
Truthfully, I like the divas on NXT, Bailey and Charlotte, and yep. I like Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville from NXT. I mean, yeah. I've been waiting for, like, Sami Zayn to go see NXT, to be in the WWE. And I know he's only been on Raw once, but I think he needs, like, TV time. I mean, if he wants to make it to the big leagues, in the major league, then this is his chance to prove it.
Well, let me go one step further. With the Neville Zayn match coming off at TakeOver 3 in December, Howard, the loser of that, do you see one of them making a jump at the roster at the Rumble in January in Philly?
I
say yes.
I don't watch NXT, but I'm sure Neville and Zayn are going to put on a good match. I'm going to try to see that matchup in December if that were to happen.
Yeah, it is going to happen. And I'll tell you, the other guys they're really high on, too, just not those guys. You look at the teams that you just mentioned, the Ascension. You look at Hideo Itami and possibly now Finn Balor. I mean, you look at the Vaudevillians, the Lucha Dragons. I mean, those kind of guys, like I said. I mean, the thing is, they've also, like you said, to mention Zayn and Neville, you also look at a guy like Tyler Breeze. They were talking about bringing up Tyler Breeze at one point from NXT. I mean, I saw these guys when I was down in New Orleans in April at WrestleMania at the Fan Fest, and I was blown away with Neville and Zayn, especially Neville.
Surprise,
like,
motherfucker.
Red Arrow, he does.
I gotta talk about this authority angle, JD. I don't mean to step on you for a minute, but I want to get back on this authority schedule.
All right, let's get to the authority. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm with you on the authority. Let's get into the authority storyline. I mean, this is one thing I'm really getting pissed about more and more.
That is one big pile of
shit. I know we've been waiting for this ever since August 2013. They've manipulated the system. They've abused power far long enough.
Yep.
I mean, how many times have they screwed Daniel Bryan out of WWE World Title?
Yep.
SummerSlam, Nine of Champions, Hell in a Cell, and hell, they took the belt from him. They took the belt from him because he had to have neck surgery.
Yep.
And John Cena, for instance. They made him look weak to Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
No, they didn't. I don't think they did. Brock kicked his ass from one ring to the other. The thing is, though, Daniel Bryan, when he went down with that injury, the network buy rates dropped down with it, and that's why they're in this shitty funk hole they're in right now, and they can't get out of it.
And they need to bring Daniel Bryan back.
They need Roman Reigns to set him
back by WrestleMania time.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Now getting on to the next thing about the authority. I mean, you mentioned earlier about the teams. You mentioned, like, there's going to be Team Cena, Sheamus, Ziggler, Ryback. Well, I, for one, would like to see, I think I would like to see Big Show join Team Cena, and Mark Henry join Team Authority. And I know Rusev is likely to join too. But what does that hold for Randy Orton? I mean St. Louis is going to be, Survivor Series is going to be in his hometown, and he's going to miss it due to an injury.
Yep. Well, the thing is, Orton is going to be out, apparently, from what I've been hearing, Howard, until maybe Survivor Series, because they're going to take him off for a few weeks, because obviously he's filming a movie, is The Condemned 2. Right.
Yeah.
And, of course, next week you're going to hear Seth Rollins, obviously, or probably on SmackDown this week, say, oh, guess what, however, I made it official, Howard, I'm the new captain of Team or Team Authority because I beat Randy Orton.
Well,
Gee, Rollins, why don't you just suck up
well,
the Triple H a little bit more?
Andy, listen. He was team captain. He's been team captain of the Authority. We don't need to spell it out twice. We ain't got to prove that. Rollins is the team captain, and I'm not going to argue with you. There is far too much. The Authority has everything to gain and nothing to lose. But
well, I really grinds my gears, Rusev. That's what grinds my gears.
But I'm really hoping that Team Cena gets the W on this one because like I've been saying, the Authority has to go. This storyline angle's gone way too far.
Yep, agreed.
And tonight was just no different.
Well, the thing I'm glad is Vince came out and set the Authority in their place, which was great. And I'm glad it only went five.
I missed that opening segment because of that, because there was some traffic issues down in my town, and I had to miss that.
All right, you'll have to catch up with it then.
Yeah.
Just trying to go back and forth here. Man, you guys just, you hit it off real well. You guys are good friends.
Yes.
All it takes was a common enemy in Rusev.
We could be book buddies.
Basically, we could write better TV than the WWE writers have wrote. However, let's just say.
Oh well.
Immortals. I mean,
I'm pretty sure
that.
You could give like rats some cheese fuse with freaking LSD, and they could write a better show than these guys could.
But I want to back to the point on Rusev now, concerning that he is the United States champion.
Which is
what is he going to do? Is he going to deface it? Is he gonna make a championship like Russia? I mean, who knows what he's gonna do? I mean, I'm very upset at this, and all Americans should be upset.
Yes, agreed.
But we're gonna have to live with it, because you guys gotta remember, Sergeant Slaughter was champion in 1991. That was an Iraq storyline with him and Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And Hogan won the title at WrestleMania, but this is a bigger story now. 23 years later, Rusev's the champion, and, I mean, he's a big star. He's a big guy, no question about it, no question, but he's a big star in the WWE. Someone like, a guy like John Cena's got to take Rusev down. There needs to be a guy that should take out Rusev. And no, that man's not going to be me. I would sign my own death warrant if I have to face Rusev.
Well, at least you're smart enough not to do that. I wouldn't try my luck with that either. JD, would you?
All I know is, however, in more ways than one, I would like to give Rusev a punch to the jaw right now. And Lana,
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not?
Why not?
Because Big Show already knocked him out.
Yeah, but you think about it, too. Big Show should have won, or Mark Henry should have beat this Russian. Instead, he doesn't sell.
I know. And Jack Swagger should have beaten him, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Speaking of Swagger, where the hell has he been the last, like, couple months, along with freaking Zeb Coulter? Is he being punished, however, because he spoke his mind? It's certain guys like that, however, that are kept in the back every week, however, and they're usually either in the warm-up before the show, however, or they're basically not on TV until the next night, like on Main Event or something like that.
But trust me, how does, but you know, JD, Swagger and Rusev, Swagger was set to win that flag match. And then they changed it into a submission match and pinfall match, which I don't get, at all, either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, to my point, if they build Rusev, and I'm not saying this, if they build Rusev up as a better champion,
yeah,
I say let him drop the title in his first loss, and then have him go up against Cena at WrestleMania, and there you have him, a potential main event star in Rusev.
But do you keep him the U.S. champion till WrestleMania? That's the big question.
Keeping him till you, keeping the U.S. title till WrestleMania, I could see that very much happening. I would see that very much happening.
Well, I don't. I don't. He's going to drop
me both, partner. I don't see that happening one bit.
Hmm.
You guys got to give me the low point of Raw and high point.
Yeah, go ahead, man. What's your high point, low point?
Well, I guess the high point has to be Vince McMahon saying that Team Cena and Team Authority, and I guess the low point is what I was talking about, Rusev winning the title.
Hmm. Yeah, I can definitely understand that being a low point for you. Hey, not Jeff. JD usually concludes the show with an Ask JD segment. Is there any questions that you would like to refer to JD?
My Stone Cold Steve still talking. I don't think I have any questions for JD other than the fact about Rusev winning the title.
No, you already got pretty in deep with each other about that one.
Yeah, we definitely had our own opinion about that, and we both agree that it's a crock of shit. And like I said to the guys earlier tonight, I think they could have had this on the show tonight. Instead, they say, "Oh, we're gonna take it off here, put it on."
Definitely, they could have had it on the show, but the network. That's a new level.
Yeah,
you get subscribers to look at it and rub it in your faces, rub it down your faces. I mean. And I tell you, bro, I've never seen a much sorry Raw like I've seen with Washington Redskins, like Washington Redskins defense yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's not start getting into quote real sports. All right, guys, you've both been you guys have been crazy getting each other. Looks like we made some new friends on the air tonight, but we're gonna let you guys go and continue the conversation.
All right, JD,
I'll
see you later, man. See y'all later. All right,
man.
Have a good one. Hey, before I go, I want to say one thing.
What's that?
And that's the bottom line,
cause
Stone Cold
said so. Cool. All right, they're gone. So, that happened.
Jesus Christ.
Ow. I've had an aneurysm.
These guys are getting along so well. I'm expecting one of them to give the other one a World's Strongest Slam next week.
They should have their own show. I think you should give them that show on Thursday night.
I might have to give them the Raw post-show.
I didn't say a word the entire time, and I'm exhausted.
So, wait, that would be on during the Chris Lee's Best Encore show, so they could do a show about that.
Oh, we have a lot of shows. But in the meantime, I think we're going to have to take a break. Everyone out there, we got Creepus Under Radar in the chat room who joined us. Welcome, dude. I think someone else might have popped in there. I don't know. I'm confused right now. If you want to get yourself in line to be heard on Mega Powers Radio's Raw post-show, get yourself in line by dialing 760-512-7247. We'll get you on after we take a short break. Until then, take care, folks. We'll be right back.
Attention, maggots. This is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, folks? We are still live here in Mega Powers Radio for our Raw post show. Been an absolutely bizarre show so far. We still got some time left. We're going to keep the show rolling. Inviting all you out there to keep submitting your thoughts about tonight's show. Chat room scrolling nicely. Five times combo. Creep is on the radar. Ferris 419 inside the Wind of Doom. Jairam really enjoyed that last segment. Glad you guys did. That was for you guys. No, seriously, it was actually for me. It was the easiest segment I ever freaking did. Just sat back, played with the soundboard once in a while. Should just do that every week. I think that's just going to be the show from now on.
God, no.
please.
So, I don't really know what else to talk about from tonight's Raw. It was really just a big mess of blah and a lot of, like, random pointless matches. I know something we could talk about that happened tonight. Eric Rowan. What the fuck is going on with Eric Rowan?
That was interesting.
He's going through puberty, is what's happening.
So is he turning into, like, the comedy creepy Snitsky-type character? Is that where they're going to go with him?
Well, he's got to pump babies if they do that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Was it necessary for him to keep the sheet mask on?
Yeah. I mean, how else is he going to woo her?
I don't want to say that ugly fucking fist.
Yeah, I think Wiggo's got the best point on that one. So where does this leave Luke Harper?
The other side of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, just let that one sink in, folks. Creepus Under Radar asks, was Rowan the Eyes promo? No, I think that was actually a Bray Wyatt promo. Speaking of easy work, that was the easiest night of Bray Wyatt's career. All he did was, like, have a camera real close to his eye and twitch it around, and then they just did all the work in video editing to make it look cool.
Yeah, fuck, the only way that'd be easier is if he got Not Jeff and JD to do it.
Guys, I don't know how you keep forgetting. It's Not Jeff.
That's what we've been saying. It's Not Jeff. Like, we understand it's John, but it's Not Jeff.
Oh, you guys, maybe next week you'll get it.
Well, it would be easier if he didn't play Stone Cold. I mean, I always forget each week. If he was like, hey, guys, it's Sean, that would help.
Yeah, I'd totally fucking abandoned the Hellover Bell tonight. It got too much.
I'm pretty sure you broke it.
Yeah, I think it's dead somewhere now.
Let's see here. We had an Intercontinental title match tonight between Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins. As a matter of fact, the thing that set this up was a really great segment where Dolph Ziggler was out ready for action. Triple H and the Authority all come out and join him in the ring, and Triple H cuts an absolutely fantastic promo about how Dolph Ziggler is pretty much damned if he does and damned if he doesn't with John Cena's team. Whether they win or lose, Dolph Ziggler is not going to be the person coming out with anything positive out of it. But Dolph Ziggler is not swayed. He is going to remain with John Cena's team, and that's what leads to the matchup with him and Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins actually has the match won, but who should come to slither in but the Viper, Randy Orton, with an RKO out of nowhere. Quite different from the RKO he would close the show with, which was very obviously out of somewhere. I don't know what you guys think about this Ziggler-Rollins match. I actually think these guys had a very good chemistry, and these guys could be great mid-card, upper mid-card guys to hold the scene going out through the rest of the year.
Honestly, I expected better out of them, but it was a solid television match, and there's nothing you can really complain about it with. As far as this whole segment goes, I love the fact that Dolph Ziggler is actually getting some love on the show for once and getting involved in the main feud, and I'm hoping...
You're hoping what?
Sorry, my mic cut out there.
Sounds like you're still cutting out.
Something weird's going on with Wiggo's line.
One beat, two beat.
All right, well, while Wago's figuring that out, Drew, what'd you think about the match?
I liked it. I mean, it might have been a problem. Oh, damn, I could hear myself. Damn, I hear myself. It's weird. I don't like this. I do not like this.
Okay, forget it then. Wago, what the fuck did you think about this match?
All right, hopefully I don't just start repeating myself a whole lot.
God, are you?
All right. I'm glad that Dolph Ziggler stood up for himself.
Okay, well, great input, Tony. Thanks. Wago,
yeah,
we got
you
back.
I needed to say it like six different times.
Wago?
Am I connected now? Everything, like, every time someone talks, I hear it in my headset repeated twice.
Do you?
Yep. Still hearing that. Including myself.
It's really weird.
Did JD and not Jeff break the show?
Drew, are you still hearing yourself?
The fuck?
Drew! Drew, are you still hearing yourself?
God knows what's going on here, but hopefully this will get figured out.
This is an episode. This is.
Drew, answer my question.
Here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that when we had not Jeff and JD on at the same time, BTR was just like, no, fuck this. Fuck this. There's too many people shouting over each other at the same time.
Like, there was like 10 guests in when that was on, and one of them was the head of BTR. He's like, okay, these guys taking this for granted. Let's get them out of here. They could go work on a different podcast network.
All right, Drew, are you still hearing yourself?
No.
No, we've been pretty good for the last minute.
Okay. Drew, what the fuck did you think about this damn match?
I thought it was good. I mean, like you said, they had good chemistry together. I can't really remember much about the match off the top of my head, but, you know, nothing was offensive. I just remember it being good. I don't think they didn't do anything too extraordinary, did they? Because I just thought, they just put on a good TV match. So, so I wouldn't be too bad if I saw a rematch between the two, starting at the end of this year or next year. I bet they could have a good TLC match of some sorts.
Indeed. We saw another chapter in the return of Ryback. Still looking like the crowd's still digging him, still going out there and doing his babyface squash gimmick, and I'm still liking it, so hope there's a future for Ryback. Anything anybody wants to add to that?
Yeah, it's only Ryback been 2 weeks. Ryback rules, yeah, it's only been 2 weeks, so we'll have to see what happens like a month from now, but, Ryback rules. He's a featured 6-time world heavyweight champion. Everyone knows that.
We had the first match between Big Show and Mark Henry, which I don't mean first match. I mean more like it's their 50th match, but it's the first match in this series that they're doing here on Raw. Mark Henry ends up losing his cool, bringing Big Show out the ring, hitting him with steel steps for the disqualification, but you could definitely be sure that this is not over. And I would expect to see these guys probably on the Survivor Series teams, looking like that's how they're setting this up. And of course, you always want to have some kind of behemoth on your team, so it makes sense for each of them to be recruited. Anything you guys got to want to add about that?
Much rather see these two on opposite teams than have just another standard rematch between them, because it's not like they're spring chickens. It's not like we haven't already seen what these two can do together before. So there's no real draw of filling in the pay-per-view with a singles match. Have them on opposite teams, involve other people into it, because seeing Mark Henry against Dolph Ziggler could end up being better than Mark Henry against Big Show. Or seeing Big Show fighting off Kane might be better, or Big Show fighting off Joey Mercury, or what the fuck did JD refer to him as earlier? Joey, I'm going to blow myself hard or something, Mercury.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot more interesting than just a singles match between the two guys. So good. They need more people for these teams anyway, so that kills two birds with one stone. And hopefully by the time Survivor Series is over with, we can move on with other feuds, because if we see any more of Big Show's promos where he's like, I miss my friend, I miss my buddy, but I want to knock him out of my life, then that's no.
Gay!
Thank you, Chang.
Wago, you back with us?
Hello, and I hope the fucking connection's not gonna be all weird and shit. I think JD just destroyed my whole experience.
Are you sure it wasn't Triple H? Because that's what he does. He destroys stuff.
So, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Big Show and Mark Henry. You got anything to say about that? Specifically, I want to know your thoughts about Mark Henry.
He's got a big back.
He's so fat!
That's all you got to say about the match tonight and what they're doing with them?
As far as the storyline goes, I've got no interest. I've seen Mark Henry versus the Big Show before in the same roles as babyface and heel. Mark Henry is fantastic when he's on the microphone, but when he gets in the ring, I lose interest pretty quickly. I didn't like what they was doing with Big Show tonight, how he was almost on the verge of fucking crying again. He needs to go back to the good old days where he just pull out his gun and take care of the problem.
Oh, goodness. All right, well, unless anyone else has anything specific they want to talk about from the show tonight, I think we're just going to move on to the good, bad, and ugly. Anyone? Anything?
I can't think of anything.
I remember Jerry Lawler being like, happy days. And I thought that was worth mentioning.
All right, thanks for bringing that up, Drew. We're going on to the good, bad, and ugly. Right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we talk about what our favorite part of Raw, what our least favorite part of Raw was, and what the most embarrassing part of the show was. Let's move along to Mr. Drew White first. What is your good, bad, and ugly?
My good, it'll have to be the Sheamus Tyson Kidd match. My bad, probably Brie Bella and Nikki Bella and Emma. I think that's who it was. And ugly, there wasn't anything too ugly on the show, so I really don't have one, and I really can't think of anything that was, and that I could put in there just for shits and giggles. So yeah, it was just a okay show.
Waco, you're good, bad, and ugly. Waco.
Oh, here we go. I actually really enjoyed the Randy Orton segment tonight, where he turned on everyone and just took out the authority until he ended up getting stomped. So that was a lot of fun. So that goes to my good category. As far as bad goes, I'm probably going to give it to the Bellas, because there wasn't anything too offensive on the show except for them. And the only thing that I can give to ugly is whatever the fuck Stephanie McMahon was wearing.
Oh, shit.
That was rough. That was rough. Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
All right, well, I'm going to go in reverse order here, because, Waco, you took my ugly Stephanie's Flintstones dress. I really thought that was fucking terrible. For the most part, I didn't have any notes going on for this episode at all, so I was really stretching to figure out a good, bad, and the ugly. It was mostly just bad. It was a lot of repeat matches, and that's an overall arcing bad for this whole thing. Just too much Sheamus, too much Rusev, too much Rollins, and too much Orton. So really, if I'm stretching to figure out the good here, there's three little things that maybe I could consider a good. Eric Rowan's a smooth operator, I guess. Maybe that's the good. Dolph Ziggler stands up for himself. That was good. Cesaro bleeding and them not stopping the fucking match. Maybe that's the good. I don't fucking know. One way or another, I gotta say the good for this whole night was getting rid of not Jeff and JT.
Man, I forgot about Cesaro bleeding. We saw a lot of blood tonight between Cesaro and Orton.
Yeah, I was
surprised. The most blood we've seen in Raw in a long time.
What about they that both were bleeding from the head too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Orton, when he got curb stomped, that looked like that's when he started bleeding. I'm like, damn, that was a curb stomp.
Thank you, Ferris419. The best part of Raw was Kane tripping over Orton after the main event. Yes, that was absolutely hilarious. I had a good belly laugh after that. Oh, I'm supposed to have a good, bad, and ugly now, aren't I? Frick. Good, I'm going to give to Triple H's performances throughout tonight, specifically the promo he did against Dolph Ziggler. I thought that was absolutely fantastic work. My bad, I am going to give to, Dean Ambrose versus Cesaro, because Cesaro is not being used. He's just being thrown out there to be a guy to lose to whoever they feel like having out there every week. And my ugly, I definitely have to give to Eric Rowan, going after Renee Young. Renee, you could do so much better. Stay away from that dude. One for the chat room. Silent Wind of Doom says, good, Vince's appearance and Orton storyline. Bad, Vince saying you can subscribe to the WB network. Did he say that? I must have missed that. And ugly, Mark Henry trying to go over the barrier is his version of the top rope. Nothing. There's no way he was ever going to make it. What? I don't know what you mean by that, Silent Wind of Doom. I'm sorry. All right, guys, let's wrap things up here with our plugs. Drew, start us off.
Well,
Drew Crew for life, you know, that shit. And, you know, the Uncool Movie Tyler Show, Miguel Show, Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, if you can do that, go ahead. All right.
Way
not a bad show. You'll like it.
Shut up, Mimsy. Anyway, for all your MMA needs, go to UDMMA.com, Facebook.com/UDMMA, and Twitter.com/UDMMA. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on MegapowersRadio.com for all your information on that. You can go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. Me and John just got back from Yomacon, so check out all the content for that over on FanboysAnonymous.com. And until then, go fuck yourself.
All right, Waygo, or not Waygo, other Waygo.
Okay, I can go again.
No,
only until then, go fuck yourself, right?
The other Wango.
Wango. Okay, well, everybody, you should know by now, smartoutmoment.com and youtube.com/smartoutmoment and iTunes and Stitcher are where you're going to be able to find the podcast. You can check out a whole bunch of other stuff. Links are all over the place. But two things that I want to mention specifically. Next week is going to be the next live Smack Talk. We haven't quite decided on a date or a time yet, but it's either going to be Tuesday or Friday night and somewhere in the range of 8, 9, or 10 o'clock at night. So stay tuned to smartoutmoment.com and double check next week's – or actually this Wednesday's episode of Smack Talk so we can figure out exactly what that time is. On that, we will just be doing our normal shit, you know, talking about whatever, letting you guys call in and talk about whatever you guys want to call in and talk about. We will also be answering any mailbag questions that you guys want to send in. So if you want to pick our brains about any kind of subject matter, it doesn't have to be wrestling related. Go ahead, send in those mailbag questions. We will answer them. And everything else you guys know by now. So pay attention to what we've been saying for weeks.
Word. Ferris419 says, do it on Friday so I could take part. I work Tuesday nights. I'm not actually going to be there. I just want to know if you could do it Friday. He didn't actually say that second part. That's an inside joke. For us, but,
I wish
yeah.
you did.
Ferris419 actually does say he wants you to do it Friday. So there you go.
All right. There's one vote for Friday. So
Friday.
Friday's what we're leaning towards now then. All because of you, Ferris. So Friday, most likely 8, 9, or 10 o'clock. We haven't quite figured that out yet. But I would like to do 8 because I think people would probably like that better.
All right. Stay tuned for that one, folks. I think it's appropriate that since WWE went off on a title change, I think I would like to do some shaking up myself. I would like to see a title change. Unfortunately, we don't have any like belts. Our titles around here are rather limited. So I have to search for something to do as a new title. How about Leader of the Drew Crew? How's that sound of something to give someone a new title, huh?
Can we give it to Brian the Brain?
I don't know if I would give it to Brian the Brain. I think a good person that would be good to take over the Drew Crew would be Tony Mango.
What the fuck is happening?
And then Drew could take over the Tykes. I mean, he likes him so much, he always wants to fuck him.
No, fuck off. No.
Seriously. All right. No, I cannot just go ahead and do something like that. That wouldn't be fair. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow you, the listeners, to vote on whether or not this will happen. I'm going to put a poll in the Mega Maniacs group. That's Facebook.com/groups/TheMegaManiacs. And you are going to get to vote over whether Drew gets to remain with the Drew Crew or if he switches teams with Tony Mango.
We're talking about me being the co-host, damn it. That's what the people want.
All right, well, I'll tell you what,
by
Drew.
By the way, if you can rig pollcode.com votes, so let me tell you about that later.
All right, Drew, I'll throw that in for you. If you win the poll, you could also host a Raw post show one night.
Okay, but how is he going to, like, if he's the host, how can he interrupt himself?
But if you lose, you have to be Wago slave for a month.
Oh,
dude, you're going to be licking so much white dog poo.
The first thing that you're going to have to do is make a smoothie that he's going to dump on your head.
Yeah, so this is official, folks. Stay tuned to the Mega Maniacs Facebook group where we'll have the poll up very shortly. This is going to be very exciting. In the meantime, folks, if you enjoyed the show, please join us every single Monday night following the conclusion of Raw. MegaPowersRadio.com is the place to be. The most interactive post-Raw experience. We have a chat room scroll and the phone lines open. We always love to hear what y'all got to say. If you can't join us, though, we are always archived, easy to find on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and SmarkOutMoment.com. Until next week's Oh my gosh! And
you can even finish it off for next week, folks. I am Drew White. We have Tony Mango, Steven Huego, and our host Mike. And thank you for tuning in to the Rob Post Show. We'll see you guys next Monday.
Shut up!
That's
pitch, everybody.
What he said.